Six lines from the bottom of Daf Tesam Beis on Daf Chesam and Aleph, we learned that Rami Bachama learned from a diak in the Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph that Magbiyah Metzila Chaver Kana Chaver, that if Reuven picks up a Metzila in order to acquire it on behalf of Shimon, then Shimon will be Kaina based on the concept of Zachal Adam Shalom Bifanav, even though it is Chav Lachuni, as this will be a detriment to Levi since Levi can no longer acquire this Metzila. However, Rava argued and held that generally we hold that Hezbiz Bachai Bimakim Shechav Lachuni is not Kaina, and therefore Reuven cannot be Kaina Metzila on behalf of Shimon, since it's Chav Lachrini. However, if Reuven lifts up a Metziah and is trying to be Koyin Metziah on behalf of himself as well as for Shimon, then we would say, Migad Zachin Afshay, Zachin Amil Chavay, then since Lemaisa Reuven is being Koyin his Chafetz for himself, so at the same time, he could also have the power to be Koyin for Shimon as well. And right after the second Mishnah of our Perek on Daf Tesam Beis, the Gemara started and brought a Machlikis from a Mishnah Mesechus Peah that stated, Reuven, who is not the owner of the field, goes and picks up Peah with the intent to acquire the pay for Shimon, who is an ani, so Rebbe Elazar holds that is a valid kinyan, and Shimon is koina, while the Chacham say that Reuven will be required to give it to the first ani that comes and demands his payah, and Ulu said in the name of Rabbi Shuba Levi that this machlekes is specifically in the case Reuven wasn't usher and had no actual right to this payah, and Rebbe Elazar holds that Reuven can still be claiming the payah for Shimon, as we say two migus, and number one we say migu di boy mafkin chase v'havi ani v'chazile hashnam v'chazile, and number two we say migu di zochel nafshe zochel nam v'chavrei, and the Chacham hold that although we can save one migu, but we can't use two migus in one scenario, and therefore Reuven can't be koina to pay off for Shimon. However, Ula continues that Chacham certainly would agree to Rebbe Elazar that if Reuven is an ani and he could have taken the pay for himself, so he can also be koina to pay off for Shimon as well. And even though certainly this is a detriment to the other aniim, we still would say that he could do so because we would say migu zochel nafshe zochel nam lechavrei. And clearly, Ula holds that both Rebbe Elazar and Chacham agreed to the concept and the shita of Rami Bachama that we do say that zochel adam and our Gemara now continues. Or as Rashi is gurus, why wouldn't you say that Chum Argan and Rebbe Elazar, even where Reuven is an ani, and Reuven picks up the payoff for Shimon, who is also an ani? And as the last Taisus on the Amud explains, the machlekes between Rebbe Elazar and Chum is as follows: that Rebbe Elazar holds, like Rabbi Bacham stated previously, that one could be Taifus Bachayiv Afilu Makim Shechav Lachirim, and Chacham Machaylik and hold that you cannot be Taifus Bachayiv B'Makim Shechav Lachirim, and therefore Reuven can't be Zecher for Shimon B'Makim Shechav Lachirim. Just keep in mind that if it would be a case where Reuven was an usher and wants to pick it up for Shimon, who's an ani, then based on the guess of Rashi, it's mashma that Chum and Rebbe Elazar would also argue in that case as well. However, I in Taisus where it's mashma, then in that case even Rebbe Elazar would agree to the Chumim that we would not say two migos. Therefore, Reuven could not pick up payah on behalf of Shimon in a case where Reuven was an usher. And the Gemara continues. Rav Nachman will now bring a raya from a Mishnah, and he states the hametzia kol ani metzla. When dealing with the metzia, all are considered an ani, as even an usher has a right to be koyin a metzia. And v'tanah, we learned in our Mishnah how he reichav al gavi behemah v'rasa metzia va'amal chaber tanali notla va'am ani zechisaba zochaba. And the reish of our Mishnah stated that if Reuven was riding on an animal and he saw a metzia, and Reuven did not want to get off his animal in order to pick up the metzia, and he asked Shimon to pass him the metzia, Rav Nachman understands that the case of the Mishnah was where Shimon then picked up the metzia and initially had intent to be koyin this metzia for Reuven, and then Shimon changed his mind and decided to keep the metzia for himself. And the Mishnah teaches us that Shimon could keep the metzia. And Rav Nachman continues with his raya as I amr b'shleimer me oni l'oni machlekes. We continue and daf yudam and aleph masis the money rabbani eli amr me osher l'oni machlekes al me oni l'oni divrei akol zochaloi hamani loy rabbanan v'loy Rebbe Elazar b'shleimer. If you will say that the chum and Rebbe Elazar choylik even in the case where an oni picks up payer for an oni, and even so the chum hold that Reuven can't be koyin on behalf of Shimon b'makom shechav lachrini. So our Mishnah teaches us that although Shimon initially did akbar on the b'metzia for Reuven, Reuven cannot be koyin because of his chav lachrini. So that is going according to the shita of the chachamim. However, Rav Nachman says to Ula that if you're correct that the chum and Rebbe Elazar are choylik only in the case of an usher who had no right to this payer and who was trying to be koyin for an oni, however, in a case where an oni would have picked up payer for another oni, then even the chachamim would agree to Rebbe Elazar that Reuven can be koyin on behalf of Shimon, even b'makom shechav lachrini. So our Mishnah that holds that if Shimon lifts up a metzia for Reuven, that Reuven is not koina would not be going like Rebbe Elazar or like the Rabbanon, and we don't find another Tana that is chaylik on Rebbe Elazar or the Rabbanon, and hold that we don't say migud zochel nafshe zochel nam lechavrei afilu b'makom shechav lachrini. I in top Rashi on Daf Yudam and Aleph where Rashi states that according to Rav Nachman, masisin Rabbanhi v'ashminin Risha, and the chiddush of the Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph is the hechad the zochel be'iu aminu migu, that in the case where Reuven himself is trying to be koina himself, then he could also be zeichu for someone else, even b'makom shechav l'achirim. However, b'seifa shminan and our Mishnah teaches us the hechad le'zachi be'iu migudi be'zachi le'aminan, that since in the case of our Mishnah, Shimon is not trying to acquire the item on behalf of himself as well, therefore he has no power to be cleaned for Reuven, and we don't say migudi zachi l'nafshei zachi l'am l'chavri in a case where it's also chav l'achirim. The Gemara continues on Malay that Ulu responds back to Rav Nachman that you can't bring right from our Mishnah, as our Mishnah has nothing to do with the question of migud zochel nafshei zochel nam l'chavrei, as not talking about a case where Shimon actually had any intent to pick up this mitzia for Reuven. And Masis in the Amat Chila, our Mishnah is talking about a case where after Reuven asked Shimon to pick up the mitzia for him, Shimon actually picked up the mitzia with the intent to be cleaned for himself and never had intent to be cleaned the item for Reuven. In the Chanami, if the case of our Mishnah would have been where Shimon actually had intent to be cleaned this item for Reuven, then certainly Reuven would be cleaner, as Lefi Ula, both Rabbanan and Rabbi Eleza agree that in the case of Ani Ta'ani, then we do hold like Rami Bachama that Amabi Mitzil Chavera is Kana Chaverai, Afil Makam Shechav Lachirim. And Ula continues, Hachi Nami Mistavra, and I'll bring a riot, I'm correct, the Tani Sefer, because in the Sefer on Mishnah we stated, in Mishnasle Oman, Izachisa Batchila, Boya Maklum, that if Shimon actually picked up the Mitzia, and after delivering the Mitzia to Reuven, he claims that really I had intent to only be cleaned for myself, and therefore it really is my Mitzia, then we don't believe Shimon, and the din is Hamitzim Chavera of Raya. And the Gemara is, Tchila B'Sefer Lamali, why would we have to say the word Tchila in the Sefer? And as the Gemara explains, Pshita, Afaka B'Leam Tchila, Tchila Kama, that certainly in the case of the Sefer, it has to be talking about a scenario that Shimon claimed that at the time that I picked it up, I initially had Kavanah and I had intent to be claiming for himself. And certainly Shimon can't be claiming that after I delivered the Mitzia to you, then I had intent to be claiming it, as at that point, the Mitzia is no longer in Shimon's hands, and therefore, certainly, there's no way that he was claiming that Mitzia, and that would not be a valid claim. Certainly, there was no reason for the Mishnah to teach us in the Sefer the word Tchila, and therefore Ula says, Alav HaKamashpalon Reshid HaMetchila, it must be that the Sefer is coming to be Megala on the Resha, that just like the case of the Sefer is talking about a case of Tchila, the Resha is also talking about a scenario where Shimon came to Bezin and he claimed that I initially intended to acquire this item on my behalf, and I never had intent to acquire this item on behalf of Reuven. And as Rashi explains, Vashminun Sefer, and the Sefer of the Mishnah is coming to teach us the Imishinus Leitoin La Isa Taina, the Omaniag Batia Mitchila Tsarchi, Loya Maklum, that if in the same case as Risha, where Shimon comes to Bezin and claims that he intended to only acquire this item for himself, and he never intended to acquire this item for Reuven, then since Shimon already delivered the item to Reuven, then that same case where in the Risha we said that Shimon would be believed, then in a similar case, but in the Sefer, Shimon would not be believed, the Goli Daite Kishinus Loy Da Daite Dahai Agba. Gemara continues, Ve'idach, and what does Rab Nachman do with Ula's Raya from our Mishnah? And the Gemara explains, Tana Sefer Legluya Risha, Sefer Da Matchila Risha Delea Matchila. Rab Nachman holds that by the fact that the Sefer used the word Tchila, it is coming to teach us that it's only in the Sefer that the case was where Shimon claimed that he initially intended to acquire this item for himself, and he never intended to acquire the item for Reuven, and even so, Shimon is not believed. However, in Risha, where it doesn't say the word Tchila, the Risha is Mechadish to us that even though Shimon actually claims that he initially had intent to acquire this Mitzia for Reuven, but afterwards he decided to keep it himself, that even so, Shimon would be able to keep this item for himself, as we don't hold like Rami Bachama, and we hold like the Shita Rabbanan, that we don't say, HaMagbiyah Mitzil HaChaver, Kana Chaveray, B'makam Shechav L'Achirim. The Gemara now continues that Rav Nachman just taught us that according to Rabbanan, they hold HaMagbiyah Mitzil HaChaver, Loi Kana Chaveray, since it's Chav L'Achirim, and therefore the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman Rav Chisi, the Amri Tavayu, that Rav Nachman Rav Chisi both say, HaMagbiyah Mitzil HaChaver, Loi Kana Chaveray, and my time, and what is the reason? HaVatayfiz L'Bachoy, B'makam Shechav L'Achirim, and VaTayfiz L'Bachoy, B'makam Shechav L'Achirim, Loi Kana, and we've explained this concept multiple times, but the Gemara over here uses the Lashon HaTayfiz L'Bachoy, B'makam Shechav L'Achirim, so let's just explain that point. The case is where Reuven owes Shimon $100, and Reuven only has $100, and Levi goes and takes that $100 for Shimon, and meanwhile there are other people that are owed money, and that is the prototypical case of HaTayfiz L'Bachoy, B'makam Shechav L'Achirim, even though in that case Levi had no right to that money at all, because L'maisa, he wasn't owed money from Shimon, and Rav Nachman and Rav Chista extend that in, and they say it even applies to a case of Mitzia, where really Shimon could pick up this item for himself, and he could take the Mitzia for himself, and one may think that we would say, Migud Zochel Nafshei, that since he could physically acquire this item for himself, so Zochel Nam L'Chavrei, the Mashmah and Rav Nachman Rav Chista teach us, that Magbi Mitzia L'Chavrei is Loi Kona Chavrei, and Ayin Rashi do Mask Loi Kona, Kedah Am B'Ksubis, the Lav Kol Kamine, Lias Kaifetz Me'ilav, V'Chav Le'ilu, Me'ach Shleyasol, Isai Neisha Shliach Litvais, the reason why Levi cannot take this money from Shimon on behalf of Reuven is because it's a detriment to a third party, and in condition, Reuven never made Levi into his shliach, and it's mashma from Rashi that if Reuven made Levi into his shliach, then certainly Levi can go and take the money from Shimon on behalf of Reuven. However, Ayin tasted Dio Masal Teifus Lubachoy Mokim Shechav Lachir Bloy Koni, and he says Mashapirish Rashi Mishum Dolay So Shliach Ein Nira the Parakat Kaisu Mashma Gabi Uvda the Yem Bachoshu the Teifus Lubachoy Mokim Shechav Lachir Bloy Koni Afilu Aso Shliach. Before we continue, let's keep in mind that both Rav Nachman and Rav Chista that say I'm a Bim and Tzila Chaveri Loy Kona Chaveri are going against the Shita of Rav Bachoma that we have on Daf Chesem Lalev, and we know that Rava was the Baal Memra that was Chilik on Rav Bachoma on Daf Chesem Lalev, and Rava held like Rav Nachman and Rav Chista stated over here that I'm a Bim and Tzila Chaveri is Loy Kona Chaveri, and the Gemara will now bring a question that is from Rava to Rav Nachman, and Ayin Tesis Dio Maskel Isi Rav Rav Nachman Afagav Leel Dachi Rava Duke the Rav Bachoma Mashman the Sava Loy Kona Chaveri, and it's Mashman that Rava hold that I'm a Bim and Tzila Chaveri is Loy Kona Chaveri, and therefore how could it be that he's asking a question to Rav Nachman and Asuga, and the Gemara says Shema Kibla Hakam and Rav Nachman Ainu Chinami, that after he asked this question from Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman responded to him, that is where Rava understood that the din is Hamibim Tzila Chaveri is Loy Kona Chaveri, and that is why he is Chaylik Amarim Bachama on Daf Chesom and Aleph. And the Gemara continues Asi Rav Lo Nachman. Rava asked the following question on Rav Nachman from a Braisa, as the Braisa says Mitzias Poyla Atzmai, if Reuven is working for Shimon and while Reuven is working he finds a Mitzia, then Reuven can keep that Mitzia. But Medrash Amurim is Man Shomalei Balabayis Nacheshim Oyayim Adoyim Oyayim. The only time that Reuven can keep them smitzia is if when the Balabayas hired him, Balabayas hired him for specific tasks, and for example, he hired him to weed his field or to dig in his field, and therefore, as Rashi says, and therefore, when Reuven actually finds his mitzia and he picks up the mitzia, then it's not actually part of the malacha that he was hired for the Balabayas, and therefore, Reuven will be clean of the mitzia. Certainly, since during that period of time, Reuven is not working for Shimon, therefore, and Reuven will have to deduct the amount of money that he would have been paid for that period of time that he was busy picking up his Mitzia. However, the Braisa continues, if at the time that Shimon hired Reuven, he hired him as a day worker and he said that you're going to work for me today and he didn't give him a specific job, then in that case, when Reuven picked up the Mitzia, this is part of his work that he's doing for Shimon during that day, and therefore Shimon will be cleaner. And Rav's question to Rav Nachman is that we see from this Braisa that even though when Reuven is picking up this Mitzia on behalf of Shimon, it's really a Chav L'Achirim, but we still say, Amag B'i Mitzia L'Chaveri is Kona Chaveri, and therefore it's a question of Rav Nachman and Rav Chista. The Gemara answers, Amalei Shani Poel Diyodi Kiyad Bala Bayesu. Rav Nachman responds that this is not a case where you have to come on to the din of Amag B'i Mitzia L'Chaveri is Kona Chaveri or Loi Kona Chaveri, as over here we're talking about a worker, and we know that Yad Poel is Kiyad Bala Bayes, and therefore it's as if the Bala Bayes actually picked up this Mitzia on his own, and therefore a Poel could be Koina Mitzia on behalf of the Bala Bayis, even where it's Chav L'Achrini, as this kini is not based on a din of Schia, but is based on the concept that while a Poel is working for a Bala Bayis, he's considered owned by the Bala Bayis, and therefore Yadoi Kiyad Bala Bayis. The Gemara continues and asks, how can you say that it's considered like the Poel is owned by the Bala Bayis, but Va'omer Rav, but Rav stated, Poel Yoch Lachso by Afilu Bechatzei Yoyim, even if Reuven agreed to work for Shimon for an entire day, but in the middle of the day, Reuven can give notice to Shimon, Reuven can leave, and there's no requirement for Reuven to finish up the term of his employment. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, so Rav Nachman responds back to Rava, Kol Kama Dolei Hoda Bei Kiyad Bala Bayesu. Certainly for the entire time that Reuven is working for Shimon, then we say Yad Poel Kiyad Bala Bayesu, and it's considered like the Bala Bayes owns the Poel, even though that is true, but Ki Hoda Bei, if Reuven decides not to continue working, he has a right to do so. And the reason why Reuven has a right to do so is not because while he is actually working for the Bala Bayes, he wasn't considered owned by the Bala Bayes, but it's because Taim Achrinu is based on a different reason, the Chsiv, as it's based on a pasuk in Pashat Bahar that states, "Kili bnei Yisrael avodim, avodei heim, asher yitzeitzu isem eretz Mitzrayim, ani Hashem alekechem." And we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that Klal Yisrael can only be avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you can't be avodim to avodim, and therefore Baal Bayis has no right to force a person to continue working for him, and if the Poel wants to leave in the middle of the day, he can do so. Ayin Taisa Dio Maskel, Kili bnei Yisrael avodim, Taisa says, "Nir lid, mikol mokayim, muta adam haska atzmai," that even though there's an issa for a person to go and become an Eved, however, it's mutter for a person to rent himself out and to become a poel for someone for a specific amount of time. And it's only regarding an Eved Ivri that sells himself as an Eved Ivri where he has a specific time that he has to work and he can't go out without receiving a shtash shikra. Then there's only in that case where the Eved Ivri would be oivan des issa of avodihim v'le avodim la avodim. And ayin da goyis hagra on the side of Gemara where he brings down from a goyis mardchai way that he would oisa be oisa mishalesh, that you can't make a deal to become someone's worker for more than 3 years, and if you do so, you'd be oiva on this issa as well. And Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Chiya ba'Abba, Amar Rabbi Echan. Rabbi Chiya ba'Abba says over the name Rabbi Echan, Hamagbi mitzil chaveir, kana chaveir, that if someone lifts up a mitzil for his friend, then his friend would be kana, even though it's chav lachrini. And Rabbi Echan is really agreeing to the shita of Ula that we saw previously, and therefore the Gemara asked, in time Mishnah Seinu, and what are you going to do with our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, it seemed that even though Reuven told Shimon to pick up this mitzil for him, and Shimon intended to pick up this mitzil for Reuven, then prior to Shimon delivering the mitzil to Reuven, he claims that he had intent to be kana for himself, then Shimon could keep the mitzvah. And the chayr we see, like Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, that I'm be a mitzvah chaveri is like kana chaveri. Maisu, really, this is the question that Rav Nachman asked Ula previously, and Ula previously answered that the Mishnah's case is talking about a case of Tchila, where Shimon claims that he never actually intended to be kana this item for Reuven. And in that case, Shimon is kana, but in Chinami, according to Ula and according to Rabbi Echron, if Shimon would come to Bezin and claim that I initially intended to acquire the mitzvah for Reuven, and then I retracted and I decided to be kana by myself, then certainly Reuven would be kaina, as we do all the Magbil Mitzil Chaveri is kana chaveri. However, the Gemara feels that the teretz that we said before of Tchila is really a deichik, as Ms. Rashi points out, in time of Mishnah Seinu, that Tani Ani Zechisaba, the Mishnah says Zachaba, that Shimon will be Zecha, Umashmalon, Ani Zechaba, Achshav, Zachaba, and it's Mashma to us that Shimon was saying that I really intended initially to acquire for Reuven, and even so, I now intend to acquire for him myself, and therefore Shimon will be able to acquire it, Vafa Pishak Bilo Tzay Chaveri, and even though initially he picked it up for Reuven, and therefore the Gemara says that in a Chinami the case was where Shimon said I initially intended to pick it up for Reuven, and then I retracted, I decided I want to keep it for myself, and the din is that Shimon will be able to keep it. And the reason is the Amma Tnali Vole Amma Zacheli, the Mishnah specifically talking about a case where Reuven said to Shimon that I don't want to acquire this item until you actually give it to me, and therefore Reuven actually did not make Shimon into the Shliach to be kind of this item for him, even though Shimon had intent to acquire the item for Reuven. But Lemaisa, Reuven told him that I don't want to acquire the item until I get it, and therefore once Shimon said that prior to me giving the item to you, I retracted, I decided to be kind for myself, and I made a kinyan for myself, then certainly Shimon has a right to keep this mitzvah. And as Rashi says, Barei Koyd Nesina, Hada Boizeh Mishlichusai, and I intended to do a Masal Omer Rabbi Yechron, Amagbi Mitzil Chaveri, Kona Chaveri, that he asked the Lemaisa, Rabbi Yechron holds in Mesechtes Ksubis and in Mesechtes Gittin, that a Teufel Bal Choy, B'mokim Shechav L'Achrini, Liz Loi Koni, and Taisa says, Hainu Dafka Hechad Loi Shaykh Migu, the Zoch Nafshei, Deina Loi V'chayev Klon L'Teufel, Al Mitzil Dika Migu, Kona. And as we explained previously, that even though by Teufel Bal Choy, you may not be Kona, that is because you don't have a Choy, and you're not owed any money from the person that you're trying to take the money from. However, in the case of Mitzil, where Reuven is picking up a Mitzil for Shimon, and Reuven really could have picked up the item on his own behalf, then we say, Migu Zoch Nafshei, Zoch Namel Chavri, and we say, I'm a B Mitzil Chavri, Kona Chavri, I feel a bit Makam Shechav L'Achirim. We continue with the new Mishnah, Rasa Mitzil, V'nafal Leo, Bo'acha V'hechzik Ba, Zeh Shechzik Ba, Zoch Ba, if Reuven saw a Mitzil, and he falls on top of the Mitzil, and he tries to be coined by falling on top of it, and then Shimon comes, and is Machzik in the Mitzil, and he lifts up the Mitzil, and does a prop Agba, then Shimon will be Koina. And the Gemara begins, Omri Shlokesh Min Shimon Abba Koyim Badla, Abba Amishal Odom Koyim Slay B'chol Mokim, Reish Lokesh teaches us in the name of Abba Koyim Badla, if there's a Chafetz within four Amis of Reuven, then Reuven can be Koina that Chafetz, and keep in mind the Lashon that Reish Lokesh used of that Koyim Slay B'chol Mokim, and it's Mashman that you could be Koina in any place that you are, and the Gemara will define this a bit later. And Reish Lokesh continues, My Taima, and what is the reason? Takin Rabban, Le Aslan Suye, Rabban were concerned that if there's a Mitzia that's lying around, and there are people that are trying to get that Mitzia, that people will run after that Mitzia, and there'll become fights, and therefore they said that if the Mitzia is lying within four amas of a person, then the person doesn't even have to pick up the item, and he's already coined that item. And Lemaisa, even though the Tam for this Takanas Chachamim seems to only make sense, Benigay is something that's Hefko, or something like a Mitzia, however, the Rabbanon said that once we say that Abba Amishal Adam is Koinus Lebichal Mokim, then we extend that to all cases, and even in the case of a Mechachamemka, and even in cases of Matanes. And the Gemara will now continue and ask two questions on the Shita of Reish Lakish, and the Gemara will bring these two questions from Abaye and Rava, as Amma Abaye, Abaye states, Moshe Rav Chiya by Yosef Peya, Rav Chiya by Yosef asked a question Reish Lakish from Mishnah Mesechus Peya, and Amma Rav and Rava states, Moshe Rav Yaakov by Edi Nezakin, that Rav Yaakov by Edi asked a question Reish Lakish from a Mishnah in Nezikin, and either this means in Seder Nezikin, as the question will be from Mesechus Bab Mitzia, or it means from Mesechus Nezikin, as Kul Nezikin called Mesechta, and Bab Kam and Bab Mitzia and Bab Basra are all considered Mesechus Nezikin. And the Gemara continues, Amma Abaye, Moshe Rav Chiya by Yosef Peya, that Abaye stated, Rav Chiya by Yosef asked a question from Mesechus Peya, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Peya, not to mix with Peya Vizar Erek al Shar, in Le Baklum, that if Reuven is an Oni and he takes some Peah, which is detached from the ground, and he's cutting that Peah, and then he takes that Peah and he throws it on other Tvua, which is not yet cut off the ground, and he was not cutting it yet, and he did so in order to hide it from other Aniyim, and then you shouldn't be able to take that Peah. So the Chum knas the Oni, and he said, not only will you not be cutting the Tvua which is attached to the ground, and you did not make a proper Kinyan on, but we won't even allow you to keep what you actually were cutting off. And as the Brisa states, and we see a similar idea by the Nachash HaKadmoni, and the Meiri brings down that the only reason why Reuven cut down this Tvua is only Aldas, that he will be cutting everything, but if he's not cutting the Tvua that's standing in the Sada, then he won't be cutting that Tvua that he cut either. Here by Yosef's Raya against Reish Lakish will be for the next part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah continues, if Reuven himself falls onto the Peah or onto Shikha, or he spreads his talus on the Shikha or on the Peah, then even though we're not knassing Reuven, but ultimately other Adim can come and they could take this Tfuah away from Reuven because Reuven was not cleaned off. And I am about Tesis Amid, where Tesis points out, that we don't consider this Oni that took away the produce from the other Oni be Rasha, but and even though we learned in Masechtas Kedushin that there's a concept of Ani Hamapach Barara and you call it Rasha, Hayne Meshum the Efshel Mitrach Al Mizban Arachriti, that is in a case where the person could have gone and found a similar item and bought that item Al Mitzia Oy Behefka to Lek Lamebachi, but in the case of Mitzia Oy Hefka, where it is the only item and it's coming to the person for free, Afilu Rasha Lemikri, then in this case the din of Ani Hamapach Barara would not apply and he's not called a Rasha. However, the Grub brings down from Rashi Masechtas Kedushin that it's Klei Lekantaisis, and the Gemara continues that Rabbi by Yosef now asks this question Reish Lakish from this Mishnah, as that if you're right that if four Amis of a person will be coined for him in any place, how could a Mishnah state that if Reuven fell onto the Peah or fell onto the Shikha that Reuven is not cleaner, if Lachir should be cleaner based on Abba Amis? And the Gemara answers that the case of the Mishnah was where Reuven fell onto the Peah, but he didn't say I want to acquire the Peah. And the Gemara asks, if there was a Takanat Rabbanon that Abba Amis Shal Adam is Kinyan Shalei B'chol Mokim and it's a regular Kinyan, so certainly there's no din by regular Kinyan that a person has to say that I'm picking this item up and I want to be Kinyan, and there's no need to make a L'shem Yichud. And by the fact that Reuven picks up an item, automatically he is Kinyan that item, and similarly by the fact that Reuven walks within four Amis of an item, he should be Kinyan that item. Why would there be a requirement to say that I want to be Kinyan this item? And the Gemara answers, Kivin Nafal Goli Daitu Debin Filu Nichlei Denikney, but Abba Amis Le Nichlei Denikney, that since Reuven went and jumped onto this Peah, which Megala that his das is, that he doesn't want to be koina through the kinyan that the Rabbanon gave to him and through the Takanas Chachamim, and he thought that Nefila is a better kinyan, and that is why Reuven is not koina by Abba Amis. But in Chanami, if Reuven wouldn't have jumped onto the Peah, then Reuven would have been koina based on the fact that it's within his Abba Amis. And we continue on Daf Yudam Beis, and Rapapa Amor, and Rapapa brings another Teretz that Kiti Kinyan Rabbanon Abba Amis, Ba Almo, bestudded the Baal Bais, like the Kinyan Rabbanon, that the only time Rabbanon was Masakin this din of Abba Amis was only by his sod of the Alma, and as Rashi says, Kagoyim Besimta, Shurishusul Chal Adam, for example, like a Simta, which is a side part of Rishus Rabim, which we won't get into in detail right now, but it is Rishus for everyone to go there, Oybe Rishus Rabim, or an actual Rishus Rabim, Oybe Tzid Rishus Rabim, which is also a side part of Rishus Rabim, and that area is Hefkel Rabim, Limshech Lotecha, Tzrich and Lotzes Minatrak, and those people that have to leave the Rishus Rabim because it's too busy and it's too crowded could go on to the Tzid Rishus Rabim, and those cases, Rabbanon said that Abba Amishal Adam is Kinislai. However, certainly when Reuven is standing within Shimon's field, it doesn't make sense that Reuven should actually have a Kinyan of Abba Amis, as the whole point of Abba Amis is that it's considered as if this is the Abba Amis of Reuven. Well, the Meister, this Kaka physically belongs to Shimon, therefore certainly the Kinyan of Abba Amis can work when Reuven is in Shimon's field. And since the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven was in Shimon's field and collecting pay from Shimon's field, certainly the Kinyan of Abba Amis does not work for Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Va'afagav de Zochle Rachmana Begavah, and even though the Torah gave a right to Reuven to go into Shimon's field and to take the Peah, however, although it's true that the Torah gave Reuven a right of way and they said that Reuven could go into Shimon's field and even collect Peah, however, certainly the Torah did not say that Reuven has any ownership of Shimon's field, and therefore the Kinyan Abba Amis would not work for Reuven. And the Gemara now continues with the second question on Reish Lakish, as Amar Rava Masa Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi Nezikin, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi asked a question on Reish Lakish from our Mishnah. Mishnah in Masechtas Bar Metzia, as our Mishnah stated, Rasa Metzia v'Nafla Elel, but Achav Hechzibah, Zech Shechzibah, Zachabah. Rabbi Yaakov Aidi therefore is, V'i Amrid Abba Amishel Adam Koyin Slei B'chal Mokam, Nitli Abba Amis Tidei, that L'chir, if we say, like Rish Lakish, that Abba Amishel Adam is Koyin Slei B'chal Mokam, then certainly Reuven should acquire this Metzia, since he fell on it, and the Metzia was now in his Abba Amis. The Gemara responds with the same Teretz, Hachamai Eskin, the Loya Amma Akne, that in the Chanami, we're talking about a case where Reuven didn't say that he wants to be cleaner with Dal Amis, and the Gemara is, if the Rabbanan made a takana that Dal Amis is cleaner, why should it be that Reuven has to say that he wants to be cleaner through Dal Amis, even though he didn't say he wants to be cleaner with Dal Amis, he should be cleaner? And the Gemara answers, Kivin Nafal Gali Daitim, and if you don't nichle the nickname, Baba Amis le nichle the nickname, just like as we said beforehand, that since Reuven jumped onto the Metzia, therefore he's Megal Das, that he only wanted to be cleaner through Nefila, and he didn't want to take advantage of the Tachanan Sachamim, and he didn't want to be cleaner with Abba Amis, as Reuven thought that by him falling onto the Metzia, that is actually a better Kinyan. The Gemara continues and once again brings a second Teretz on this question of Yaakov Aidi, Es to Rish Lakish. Certainly the Teretz of a Papa would not work in our Gemara, because in our Mishnah we're talking about a case where Reuven was trying to acquire Metzia, and generally we're not talking about a case where Reuven is going into a Rish HaYachid and finding a Metzia, and we're talking about a case where he's in a more public area, and therefore the Teretz of a Papa would not work for the question of Yaakov Aidi. However, the Gemara states, Rav Sheshes Amar or some Agarius Rav Ashi Amar, Ki Tekin Rabbanim B'Simta B'Lei Daki Rabim, that the only time the Rabbanim made a takana of Abba Amis is only in a place like a Simta, which was a side area of Rishis Rabim, where there were people that went when they wanted to have a quiet and calm area that they could discuss business and discuss transactions, and there weren't so many people over there, so then we could say that you acquired the four Amis that you're within, because there aren't many people that are mingling in that area, and therefore each person has an exclusive four Amis area, and therefore Reuven can be cleaner in that area. However, Rishis Rabim, the Kadaki Rabim, like Tekin Rabbanon, that the inner Rishis Rabim, where there are many people, and as Rashi says, Shrei In Adam Sham Dal Amis Miuchades, that a person doesn't have this exclusive four Amis in Rishis Rabim, Shahar Bechaverim Yeshle Betecha Im Demetzloi, as there are many people that are crowding around and are within his four Amis, and therefore the Rabbanon will not misaken the whole concept of Dal Amis in an actual Rishis Rabim. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven found this Metzia in Rishis Rabim, and he jumped on the Metzia, and in that case, even Rish Lakish agrees that the Kinyan of Dal Amis would not work. And the Gemara continues in Es V'Bechol Mokim Kolmar, that Rish Lakish stated that Dal Amis Shel Adam Koinis Lei B'Chol Mokim, and it's Mashma that's Koin of him in all places, and it doesn't make a difference if it's Rishis Rabim or if it's a Simta. In all cases, the Kinyan of Dal Amis works. And L'Chari, the Gemara didn't ask this question of our Papa, because our Papa only excluded one case and only excluded that Reuven can't be Koin through Dal Amis when he's in Shimon's Rishus. However, in all cases of Rishis Rabim or Simta or Tzidu Rishis Rabim, our Papa said that Reuven could be Koin using the Kinyan of Dal Amis, and therefore the Gemara was not bothered by this question. However, now that Rav Sheshes stated that the din of Dal Amis is only koina in the Simta and not in any other location, so how could Rish Lakish use the term b'chol mokim? And the Gemara answers, "Kol mokim last suya tzidu Rishis Rabim." That in the Chinami, the lashon kol mokim is coming to tell us that not only does Dal Amis work in the Simta, but it even works b'tzidu Rishis Rabim. And the Gemara continues with another din. Rish Lakish stated in the name of Abakayim Badla, but Rish Lakish mishum Abakayim Badla k'tana in lechatzav in le'Abba Amis. And currently, the Gemara's havmin is that we're talking about a case of gittin. And as Rashi says, if Reuven is married to a ktana and he throws a get to her and it lands in a chotza, then she would not be koina the get and she would not be divorced. And similarly, if she's standing with Rishis Rabim and he throws a get to her within her Abba Amis, then even though a gedayla would be koina and therefore she would be considered megureshes, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechtas Gittin, that as long as it's close to her and within her four Amis, then she would be considered divorced. However, medegeya ktana, that would not be the din and she would not be considered megureshes. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yana Yama, however, Rabbi Yechon says the name of Rabbi Yana, Yeshla Chotza, Yeshla Abba Amis, that she does have a din of Chotza, and a Tana does have a din of Abba Amis. And the Gemara is, but Micah Mifkli, what is the basis for the machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon? And the Gemara says, Ma'asav, Rabbi Yechon holds Chotza Mishum Yadis Rabbi, that the reason why a woman can be koin her get through a Chotza is based on the concept of Yad, and the Torah tells us, Benegay Gitin, Vinas Miyada, Vyad Rishusa Mashma, and her hand is Mashma, that you place it not only in her hand, but anywhere that's considered Rishus. Kedichsev, as the pasuk tells us, v'yikach es kol artzim yodai, and we see that the word yodai can mean anything under a person's control, and therefore if the chotza is a chotza mishtameris, that is under their control, and therefore a woman can be divorced by placing the get in her chotza, as that is considered yodai, and therefore Rabbi Yechon holds k'hech di isla yad chotza nami isla, and therefore since the ktana has the concept of yad, and as Rashi says, v'shidas lishma eskita megureshes, once she knows to guard her get, then it's considered a valid get, and a ktana can be makabel her own get. that the Torah is only Mamayat, that a Shoita cannot become Gureshes because she would be Mishalcha Vihikhazaris, and the Pasuk says Vishulchum Ibesai, and therefore since a Ktana has a Yad and can accept her get, therefore a Chatza could also work for her as well. However, Umar Sava Chatza Mashim Shlichas Shabai, Rish Lakish holds that the reason why Chatza works for a woman is based on Shlichas, Vihikhad Shlichas Lesla, and therefore since a Ktana is not a Bitter Shlichas, and therefore a Chatza Nami Lesla, so she also doesn't have the ability to become her get through a Chatza. Rashi explains Mashim Shlichas Shabai, Majorabi Machamana Shlichas La'adam, since we have a concept of Shlichas by a person, Kitanya Vishilach Malabi Shisha is a Shliach, Vishilch Malabi Shisha is a Shliach, is her boy Nami Chatzir, to have a look at Shlucha, Vihikh the Shlichas Lesla, the Than, as we learned in the Mishnah, Shaina Kotan is a Shliach, the Chikis of Shlichas, Bain Begitim, Bain Pesach, and both times that we see the concept of Shlichas in the Torah, Binagay Mila and Binagay Karim Pesach, the Torah says the Lashon of Ish, therefore the Pasha of Shlichas is only relevant to a Gadol and not to a Kotan, and the Gemara continues and asks, Mi Yakamanda Omer, Chatz Mashim Shlichas is Rabbi, can it be that Rish Lakish actually says that Chatz is because of Shlichas, but Vatadia, we learned in the Braisa, that the Pasha Binagay Gneva says in Pasha Mishpatim, and we must be Yad Hagneva, Mishorat Chamorat, Chaim Shtaim Mishalim, and the Braisa teaches us that since the Pasuk says Biyadai, Ein Lel Yadai, you may think that the Ganav could only acquire the Gneva through picking it up in his hand. Gaga Chatzeva Kafif Mimnayan, how do you know that if an animal walks into the roof or the Karfeif or the Chatzah of a Ganav and the Ganav closes the door, how do you know that the Ganav would also be coined it and he would be over on the Issa of Gneva? Tamloim, he Matzi Tumatzi, Mikol Makim, and the Gemara now brings the Dry of Isa Kedaita Chatzah Mishim Shlichas Rabbi, and if you're going to tell me that the reason why Chatzah works is based on a Kanto Shlichas in Kim, Mitzino Shlichas Varavera, then we find that the Gag Chatzah and Karfeif are working as a Shliach of Ruvain. This would be a case of a Shlichas Varavera, the Kaim Alon ain't Shlichas Varavera, and we know it is never a din of Shlichas by an Avera. Therefore, if Chatzah is Mitam Shlichas, then how could it be that the Ganav would be able to recoin it through his Chatzah if ain't Shlichas Varavera? And therefore, it's Muchach that Chatzah is Mitam Yad, and Ayin Tesis who brings down two different Makuris as to the concept of ain't Shlichas Varavera, as in the Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin, Ikad Yalch Mishrut Echot Zechsev Hu Vulei Shluchai, and therefore we learn out ain't Shlichas Varavera, Ve'ikad Yalch Mishun Havali Me'ilu Tficha, Shnei Ksu Vavon Ke'echad, the Yeh Shlich Ve'im Lamdin, that since we find two passages in the Torah where the Yeh Shlichas Varavera, B'negei Me'ilu and Tficha, therefore there's a cloud, the Shnei Ksu Vavon Ke'echad is Eim Lamdin. Gemara answers that in a Chanami there is a concept of ain't Shlichas Varavera, but the svar behind the concept of ain't Shlichas Varavera is because of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymun, and therefore Amar Ravina, Ravina states, Hecha Minin Dein Shlichas Varavera, Hecha Lishlich Bachiyuvahu, Al Bechotzad La Bachiyuvahu, Mechayiv Sholchoi, that certainly the only time that we're going to say the concept of ain't Shlichas Varavera is where the Shlich has a Chiyuv and has this Issa, and therefore you can't say that you should do an Issa when someone tells you to do an Issa and the Torah tells you not to do so, as Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymun, but B'negei Chotzah that doesn't have any Chiyuvim and doesn't have any Isurim, therefore certainly we don't have the concept of ain't Shlichas Varavera, and we don't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymun, and therefore certainly it's possible for the Chotzah to be koina chayfetz for the Ganav, and even if Chotzah is mitam Shlichas, Gemara is El Me'ata, if that's true, Ha'imu Le'isha Ve'evet, Su Ganvali, D'la B'nei Chiyuvim, Nenu, Hachinami, De Mechayel V'shokhan, Chiri, we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Bava Kama, that Heim Shechavlu Ba'achayim Peturin, that if an Eved or an Isha damaged someone else, they are Pata, as they don't have money in order to pay for the obligation. Therefore, the Chiri, we should say that if someone says to a woman or to an Eved, go and steal something from me, then we should say that since they don't have any obligation to pay for damages, so we don't say the din of Ein Shlichas Varavera, and therefore they will be considered the Shluchim of Ruvain, and Ruvain will be Chayiv, but the Chiri, that doesn't make sense. And the Gemara answers, Amrit, Isha Ve'Eved, B'dei Chiyuvin Nenu, V'hashtemir, Les Lul Shlumei, that even though it's true that Isha and Eved do not have an obligation to pay for damages at this point, that's only because they don't have money in order to pay. However, certainly they are still chayiv to pay, and if at some point they do receive money, and for example, if the woman gets divorced, or if the Eved receives a Shah Shichra, then certainly at that point he would be chayiv to pay back the Gneva that they stole. Therefore, certainly the din of Ein Shlichas Varavera applies to an Isha and to an Eved, and as the Gemara brings, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechet Bava Kama, Niskashi Isha and Shtachar Eved Chayav L'Shalim, that once the woman is divorced, or the Eved receives his get shichra, then they would be obligated to pay. Ayin Rishash, who is that what's the Harmin of the Gemara, as certainly even though it's true that an Isha and Eved do not have an obligation to pay, but certainly the Issa of Le'Sigzal and Le'Signoiv does apply to an Eved and to an Isha, even while they're still an Eved and while she's still married, and therefore what would be the Harmin of the Gemara, then in the case of an Eved and Isha, we wouldn't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymim, and we wouldn't say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. And the Gemara continues, Rav Sama Omer, Rav Sama gives another teretz, Hecha Amina Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. When do we say the concept of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera? Hecha Di Boya Ovid Vi Boya La Ovid. That's in the case where the Shlich has a choice and he could decide either he wants to do it or he doesn't want to do it, and therefore you say that the Shlich should have made the right choice as divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimim have a chotzer about kochay moisir ba mechayiv shalchay. But in the case of chotzer, we are no matter what, the chotzer doesn't have a choice. And once something places someone in their chotzer, then you're going to be koina. So over there, certainly we don't see the concept of inshlichus varveira, and that's why b'negei a geneva, a chotzer of a person can be koina for him, and even if the chotzer is mitam shlichus. And the Gemara continues and asks, my benau, what is the practical nafkamina between Rabino and Rav Samo? And the Gemara explains, it could be now that there is an afkamino, and that is in the case of koyin to Amalei Yisrael, tzeve kadishli isha grusha, in a case where koyin goes over to Yisrael and tells him to be a shliach, to go and be mekadish rachel for the koyin, and of course a koyin is also to marry grusha, and Yisrael is mutter to marry grusha, inami ish to Amalei Yisrael akvili katin, or in a case where a man says to a woman, I want you to be my shliach, and I want you to go and cut off the hair of a katin, and be over under isa, leisekifu pas reishchem. Of course a man is obligating this isa, and a woman is not obligating this isser. If all the hachlishin of the amal kol hechidi by avidi by leavid loy mechayiv shalchay hachinami by avidi by leavid loy mechayiv shalchan. That according to Rav Samo, since this Yisrael and since this woman had a choice and they had bechira to either do the shlichus or not do the shlichus, therefore the klal of in shlichus dvar averus still applies. And therefore this koyin would not be oivan isser. And the man that tells a woman to go and cut off the payas of a child would also not be chayiv. However, lahachlishin of the amrit kol hechidi shlich labach yuv. According to Ravina, that we don't say the din of Ein Shlichus D'Avera if the person himself doesn't have this Issa. So since the Yisrael is not Issa to go and marry a Grusha, and since Ein Isha doesn't have Issa to go and be Makir Pas Reishchem, therefore in that case we would say the din of Shlichus D'Avera if the Yisrael goes and is Mekadosh this woman for the Kohen would be Oivan the Issa of Grusha Lo Yikachu. When this woman goes and cuts off the pace of this cotton, although she is not Oivan this Issa, however, the man would be over on the Issa of Leisekifu Pas Reishchem, as Lamais in this case, we say that Yeshlich Ledvar Avera. And Ayin Rashi brings from the Gemara Mesechta Kedushin that a woman is not over on the Azora of Leisekifu Pas Reishchem, Lefisheinu Bal Tashchas Pasakanecha. And Rashi also brings that if someone goes and cuts off the pace of a cotton, then the barber himself is over on the Issa of Leisekifu Pas Reishchem. And as Rashi says, the Chsiv Leisekifu and Echada Nichav, Echada Machav, Bimashba, Bimesechta's Nazir, as we learn in Mesechta's Nazir. And Rashi then points out that the reason why the Gemara gave a case where Reuven said to Rachel to go and cut off the payas of a child is not because you couldn't have the same case in the case of a gadol, but Zok Rashi v'katan naka mishum the stomach gadol leishavak lakufi nafshi, as a gadol will generally hold the person back and not allow them to cut off the payas, but a katan doesn't know better, and therefore this would be a more usual scenario. And Ayin Taisa at the bottom of the Amid actually katan, where Taisa points out that the Gemara Maka says that the case is specifically kinnika b'saya le behadei haynu mishum debinya achalei loki, that is only because otherwise it won't be Malkus to have a lav shame b'maisa, have a lav oivel oilam, but ultimately you're oivel on the lav, even if the person was not helping, and even if you just cut off someone else's hair, you'd be oivel on the issa of leisekifu pas reishchem. And finally, let's see the second in the bottom tesis on the Amid, diva maskel the Amal Yisrael, kadosh li isha grusha, where tesis asks that why did the Gemara give a case where Kohen told another Yisrael to go and be a mekadosh and isha grusha for him, if l'chayra, afilu amal l'kohen nami, even if Reuven, who's a Kohen, says to Shimon, who is also a Kohen, that I want you to be my shliach in order to be Makadesh Rachel to be my wife, then L'chayra, that would also be a case where Shimon is not being Oiva on any Issa at that moment, because ultimately Shimon is not marrying this Grusha, and therefore the Gemara did not have a given scenario that the Amal Yisrael Kadesh Li Isha Grusha, as even if the Kohen would say to another Kohen Kadesh Li Isha Grusha, the same Nafkamina would apply. And Taisa answers V'Yish Leima, the Kohen Mikri Bachyuva, Hoyl Vim Mikach La Atzmai Chayiv, Aval Yisrael, Afagav the Oiva Mishim Lefne Eva Leisita Michal, Kishim Mikach La Kohen, Kivin Mikach La Atzmai, Loy Mikri Bachyuva, Ayin Shum, and we will stop over here.